In a moment, reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us with a story that is just so strange, so important. We are devoting at least two-thirds of her night tonight to try to unravel this story about the strange sound, this hum, that people apparently are hearing all around the planet. Linda's next on Coast to Coast AM. And investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe with us, Earth Changes Media. And now that's Mitch Batras. She's earthfiles.com. Linda, it was good seeing you at the Conscious Life Expo a few weeks ago.
It really was. It was fun. That luncheon for Barbara Marx Hubbard was so lovely. She's a hero in my eyes. And I just enjoyed the whole conference and seeing you. And you were a host at that lunch. And it was one of those conferences where on the first night, Ancient Aliens, we had about 1,000 people in the audience.
Yeah, it was huge. The whole event went very well. And, you know, this, you know, we started getting phone calls several months ago on a regular basis about the story you've investigated.
Right.
This has got to be one of the strangest stories I have ever heard about.
Same here. And to help people understand, there are the Taos hums, the Bristol hums, the Detroit hums, all of those things I've reported over the past. This is quite different. We're talking about maybe now 50-some YouTube videos circulating from many places in North America.
All over the place, yeah.
And from different countries around the world. And these strange sounds have been recorded over the past year since at least March 2011. But no one was paying any attention until January of 2012, when someone started doing montages, gathering up from the previous months. And some strange sounds are described by listeners like trumpets or horns, almost musical in quality, quite different from the hums or the buzzes or the booms that we've also talked about the last few years. Other sounds are compared, believe it or not, and you will hear them tonight, to an old TV playing loudly with voices, but words can't be understood. And then there are very loud insect-like buzzing sounds that just suddenly come, or low beats like drums, or droning white noise like a freeway, but where there is no freeway. Those that have experienced the strange sounds say that the first thing they do is look up, but what they are hearing surrounds them without a specific source point. Most recently, in February 2012, a dozen new videos were added at YouTube that include an eerie sound from Dunkirk, New York, posted on February 16th, and it starts off as white noise and becomes horn-like. And I would like to recommend to Coast viewers or listeners and Earth Files viewers that you go to my Earth Files report that's quite extensive tonight, and I have the links to the full length of all the sounds that we're talking about over the next two or three half hours. But right now, I'm going to start this segment with an excerpt from that Dunkirk, New York sound now.
The month before in Germany, a horn-like sound set off car alarms and was recorded and uploaded to YouTube on January 20th, 2012. One of the comments about the Germany video was posted from a Maryland couple who wrote, quote, "My wife and I heard nearly identical sounds to the German video clearly emanating from the sky on January 22nd and 23rd in Maryland, just 23 miles from the White House. It was loud and extremely disconcerting. We were so stunned, we did not even think to pull out our iPhones to record it. That sound was the weirdest thing I have ever heard in my 50-plus years of life, close quote. Recently, northeast of Nashville in Gallatin and southeast of Memphis in Olive Branch, Mississippi, on January 18th and January 19th, 2012, two different residents were shocked to hear all around them what each has compared to trumpets or horns that were eerie, even frightening. The first experience was Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. 63-year-old Cindy Smith, a retired real estate agent, has lived in Gallatin, Tennessee, 35 miles northeast of downtown Nashville, in the same house for 27 years. It was 12:30 p.m., and Cindy was packing her car to visit her daughter's home to dog sit while her daughter was in Chicago for work. Cindy had walked from the house to put boxes in her car when she was stopped in her tracks by a sound she had never heard before. What follows is an excerpt from a videotape sound around 5 p.m. on August 11th, 2011, from the fifth-floor balcony of an apartment building in Kiev, Ukraine. Cindy Smith picked the following Kiev, Ukraine sound out of a montage of videos as the closest to what she heard in her Gallatin, Tennessee home only a month ago at 12:30 p.m. on January 18th.
I know this is going to sound strange. My first thought was trumpets of revelation. I have to say it was frightening. And I have never heard any other sound like it in my life. Never. It was just so encompassing. It was just so loud. And I thought, oh, no. It's not that. It has to be maybe my next door neighbor had turned up his speakers too loud in his house. And that must be it. And so I just finished what I was doing, ran back in the house, and looked back to see if there were any cars in the driveway at his house, and there were no cars there, so no one was home. So I was really puzzled about that, and the noise had stopped. It had gone on for about maybe a half a minute. I remembered later on, after I got to my daughter's house, that I had heard a report about some strange noise in Costa Rica. So I thought, well, I'm going to get on YouTube here and see if I can find something similar to what I heard. And the one in particular that I really thought was accurate was the one in Kiev, and it's dated August 11th. So evidently these sounds have been going on for some time. It was so unusual, and it was frightening. It just went to your core. I mean, it was just like nothing I've ever heard. It did sort of sound like trumpets. It had a very odd, almost a metallic sound to it. It had a almost like a groaning sound in a way, but yet there was like a musical quality to it, like a horn being blown. People have recorded it, and I realized that there was a mystery here, and I would love to know what it is.
And when you felt fear, what was in your mind?
Maybe it's a warning. Maybe something big is going to happen. You know, maybe it's something to get our attention.
After Cindy Smith's experience, 15 hours later, beginning at 3:45 a.m. Central, for about 5 minutes, more trumpet sounds were heard by 45-year-old William Wilson Smith, a newspaper delivery man for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Will has been delivering papers to stores since September 2011. He also has worked as an audio engineer for musical groups and is sensitive to frequencies and audio dynamics. It was early morning Thursday, January 19th, on his regular route in Olive Branch, Mississippi, a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee, that he was astonished by horn-like sounds suddenly surrounding him in every direction.
Sounded like a chorus of trumpets, a chord of six or seven frequencies, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It started up. It seemed fairly loud, but it seemed like it was all around me, not like it was coming from any certain direction. It started up, and it lasted, you know, a few seconds, probably 30 seconds, and kind of faded out. And then within a couple seconds, it started back up, and it stayed pretty steady, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 minutes. And every now and then, it would fade out for a few seconds and come back.
During those 5 minutes, were you aware of anything in your environment that changed?
Yes. For me, it was almost like electricity in the air. I could feel my hair standing up. I know it was a very eerie feeling. There was a flock of starlings common around here this time of year. They're making a little racket, as starlings do, and they quieted down during this and stayed quiet after it ended for a little while. And also there was just a little bit of traffic that time of the morning. Car was passing by, and they slowed down and rolled down their window, and it came to a stop in the middle of the street for a few seconds and then drove on.
What is your perception of where the sound was coming from?
It seemed to be coming from all around me. No matter which way I turned, it had the same intensity.
Did you have any sense that you were hearing more of the chorus of trumpets from above?
Definitely. The sound was coming from every direction. The first direction I looked was up. I'm a very analytical person, and, you know, in retrospect, originally, you know, the mind says, ooh, train, but I'm looking up, and this seemed to be all around me, above me, feel the vibration. I don't think it was super loud, that the sound was everywhere.
Now, why wouldn't that be loud?
Well, speaking as an ex-sound man, it had body, but not a lot of volume. The dynamic of it, I would say it was probably maybe 100 decibels. Human beings speak at around 70 to 80 decibels in a normal tone of voice. Train horn is probably 120 decibels if you're right next to the railroad tracks. I'd say it was definitely loud enough that when the sound ended, you had that echo or that fading of the sound as the sound traveled away. This was several frequencies, a very low frequency, which kind of moved in and out of it, and the mid-range frequencies seemed to be predominant. They held the longest with the least amount of breaks. If you were to take, say, a tuba, something that would operate on that low of a band, and add it to maybe a couple train horns that are at different frequencies, it's hard to describe. This was a 30-second blast and then a 3 to 5 minute blast. Definitely not a train horn.
Could this sound have been directed at you specifically?
I hope not.
What have you thought about could have been the source?
A lot of things. Seismic activity, because we're in an area that they keep telling us have another major earthquake. Also, perhaps supernatural ideas have gone through my head about it. You know, maybe a veil between dimensions or universes is opening up. With the way things are going, you just can't help but think, could it be Gabriel's horn? It's confusing to me right now because it really blew my mind.
Only a tiny minority are hearing them.
Maybe it's a warning.
What is the reason?
I truly believe that we are on the verge of some sort of new version of humanity.
Now, George, he was in Olive Branch, Mississippi, a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. And that was at 3:45 in the morning on January 19th, 15 hours earlier, in Gallatin near Nashville, about 3 hours away by car. Cindy Smith, loading up her car at 12:30, heard the same kind of trumpet sound. So that's the 18th and 19th of January. A couple of days ago, of maybe 200-400 emails that I've gotten from people who have been hearing bizarre things.
Oh, they just keep rolling in, don't they?
I got an email from a man who is in Spring Hill, Tennessee. That's not too far from Gallatin, where Cindy Smith was. And this is what he writes. In mid-January, it could have been on January 18th, I also heard a strange noise around 4:15 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon that sounded like a very busy distant highway with a horn similar to a trumpet noise blowing at a constant, dull, continuous level which never fluctuated. I do not have the day definite, but I know it was around January 18th. I live in Spring Hill, Tennessee, that is 40 minutes south of Nashville and an hour away from Gallatin. I live near the Lexington Farm subdivision in Spring Hill, and this sound lasted for what seemed to be about an hour. It seemed like it was coming from all around me, but at a distance. Strangely, my dog, a puggle, was unfazed by the noise and did not seem to perk her ears to acknowledge anything was wrong, which struck me as extremely odd. And in the next half hour at the end, I'm going to be addressing a possibility in some ways as bizarre as what we're talking about that might be part of this phenomena and might explain why people are hearing this in their heads, but other people and animals around them are not. But let's wait till the next half hour, because what I want to share is here. So here's a man on the same time period
right.
as Will Smith and Cindy Smith writes this, and it goes on. He's very detailed. I believe this man is describing absolutely something that just floored him for an entire hour as he tried to understand where the freeway combined with the horn sound was coming from. Now, also, a couple of days ago, I received this email. It is from a design engineer at a major car company in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. He enclosed all of his professional material. So as he said, I want you to know I am serious and I am a professional, and that he's absolutely amazed by what happened on the morning of February 21st. This morning, as soon as I walked outside, I noticed it was loud. I live within 20 miles of the Pittsburgh International Airport, so occasionally airliners will fly over the house.
That's right.
But this did not quite sound like a jet. It sounded like a mixture between something like a strange white noise highway, droning sound, and maybe a bit like the bustle of downtown. The problem is, this was 6:20 a.m. in the morning. A lot of people are up and around, but I can tell you, I have lived at this address for over 3 years, and it is never loud, not even during rush hour, or after a Steelers game, for that matter. And I just wanted you to be aware, as a professional, there is something going on, close quote. And then, the day before, I received this email from a woman in Victoria, Texas, and she begins, "We are smack in the middle of San Antonio, Houston, Corpus Christi, and Austin. I was reading your eerie, strange sounds heard in Tennessee and Kansas at Earth Files and the update on February 9th, and what caught my eye were the accounts you mentioned of people hearing white noises like freeways. This made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. First of all, the town I live in has no freeways around us. But for the past 2 weeks, I have been hearing the sound of freeway traffic during the night, usually between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m. We have a newborn son who usually awakens during this time. I take turns with my partner in the nighttime feedings, and I noticed this strange sound approximately 2 weeks ago. It sounded like traffic on a freeway, and I thought to myself, we have no freeways, and if we did, there would be no way that there would be that much traffic going down the freeway at that time of night. I heard it as recently as this morning, which was February 20th, at 3 a.m., and it lasted about 10 to 15 minutes on and off. Now, Whitley Strieber has also been aware a couple of times that out of the blue, where he lives in California, what he describes as a white noise freeway sound has unnerved him.
It's strange, Linda. I've been talking to Whitley about that as well. And next up, Linda talks with some people who Well, maybe they're not just hearing horns and trumpets. We'll be back. Linda, some even think this is biblical with the angels sounding trumpets. It's got all kinds of stuff going on, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I'm going to have some comments about that. But I'd like to start this segment out with something that fascinates me, because in addition to the strange horn-like sounds and the freeway sort of sounds, there are buzzing sounds that suddenly fill the air like cicadas gone wild, but hugely loud. And one of those was recorded back on August 23rd, 2011, 6 months ago. The first unexpected news that day was around 5 a.m. when the U.S. Geological Service registered 7 earthquakes with epicenters about 7 miles southwest of Coakdale, Colorado. One was a 5.3 magnitude earthquake, and some people reported strange sounds before those quakes hit. A few hours later, after those Colorado earthquakes, across the United States to Virginia near Mineral, northwest of Richmond, the USGS registered a 5.8 earthquake at 2:04 p.m. Eastern Time. That's the earthquake that cracked the Washington Monument and caused the Pentagon and the Capitol to be evacuated. Well, in Virginia, not long before that East Coast quake, a father was videotaping his young daughter in their backyard when a weird and unexplained sound filled the air. Here now is that August 23rd, 2011 sound before the earthquake in Virginia.
Okay, beautiful people, we're back from our little trip today, and well, just came back a few hours ago, and just wanted to say hi.
Did something deep in the earth before the Virginia earthquake cause the loud, strange buzzing sound the father caught on his videotape because he was already taping his little daughter? It's likely there is a mixture of causes around the world, ranging from natural to industrial to military and other. But what about the horn-like sounds and strange voice-like sounds that don't make any understandable words? In English-speaking cultures, the angel Gabriel is associated with blowing a trumpet that starts the end of time and the resurrection at the Last Judgment. But the fact is, there is no specific historic reference to Gabriel blowing a trumpet in the Hebrew Bible or the New Testament. In the last New Testament chapter called Revelation, 7 unnamed angels each blow a trumpet to announce each new phase of earth destructions, and the 7th angel's trumpet is supposed to cause the dead to rise up to meet Jesus Christ. The association of an angel blowing trumpet sounds at the end of time is now entrenched in popular culture. Could a government or other agency deliberately try to manipulate worldwide humanity with deliberate deceptive productions of horn or trumpet sounds in order to provoke fear and worry about 2012, long associated with the end of the Mayan stone calendar and apocalyptic worries? As haunting as the horn-like sounds have been to listeners, others are as haunted and bewildered by sounds that are not musical. Some are like old noisy TV sets, but the words aren't clear. Including one in Norway, a videotape uploaded to YouTube on September 23rd, 2011. Here is that Norway sound now. One Kansas couple picked out the Norway video as the closest they could come to what sounded to them like a muffled TV set in the distance. The sound woke them up on September 3rd, 2011. Maura Dingman, the wife, sent me an email about their strange experience. Maura is 54 years old and has lived in the Topeka, Kansas region all her life. Her husband, Bud, is 64, and the couple have made a living selling properties and restoring houses. At the end of 2010, they purchased a summer house at Perry Lake that is about 30 miles northeast of their Topeka home. That's where they were Labor Day weekend on September 3rd, 2011, when Maura was first awakened around 3 a.m. by a very strange sound that went on for at least 15 minutes.
What I first was hearing, I thought, was the television on upstairs, and not just on, but like loud. Typically, when I'm downstairs, I don't hear the television at all, actually. It's just never usually that loud. And so that was kind of weird, but I thought, did it come on its own? Thought, well, I got to get up. I got to look bugged up. But first, I'm going to go up and see why the television is on. So I go upstairs, and I get up there. It's not that at all. And I'm baffled. After I discovered it wasn't TV, I went back downstairs because we have sliding doors out of the bedroom into a little fenced area for the dogs. And when I got outside, I heard it in a clearer way, and I couldn't tell where it was coming from. It was just strange, echoey. And when I say echoey, it just had kind of an everywhere quality to it. It made me think of the echo of a muffled television. I kept trying to tell myself, someone has a window open and there's a TV on, but gosh, it's loud. You know, in this setting, we all have at least a half acre of ground the way the houses are situated. So my closest neighbor is up the hill a bit and all the lights were out. I don't know what it was, except to say that it was strange. And so I stood out there for a good 10, 15 minutes trying to. It just really affected me because it was an odd sound. It was echoey, somewhat mechanical sounding, which television is. You just hear that quality, that, you know, electronic wah-wah type of a sound.
This was a sound that was changing the way voices would change if you were hearing a TV in a background.
I couldn't make anything out, you know, but yet I kept trying to think that it was voices, just, you know, it sounded like television, and I know this is going to sound strange, but at the time, I kept thinking, like, old television, like childhood television sound. It haunted me, because it was such a strange event, and to go on, you know, I stayed out, I listened, finally just went back in with the animals, and my husband was asleep. As it turns out, the next morning, I'm telling him about it. It's like, well, I heard that too. And I went upstairs, and this is a man who's deaf in his left ear and was sleeping on his good ear. And typically when that's happening, if the phone rings by his bed or even the alarm goes off in the morning, he never hears it. I have to wake him up. So that was strange.
So how did he hear the sound?
I know. With him, once he can turn that good ear, he said he heard the sound and thought also that it was television. And so he went upstairs to find that our television was not on. It was a strange experience at 3 a.m. in the morning. I didn't know anything about all this sound stuff around the world at the time till December, when my nephew from California, who I had just hooked up with on Facebook like a week before, posted after, I think it was December 1st, a little after 1 o'clock in the morning, and he woke up to high winds, went outside, and heard these strange sounds, trumpet sounds in the night. He did not record, and he posted on Facebook the next morning, and a bunch of his friends said, oh, I heard that too. They're young. He's like 23 years old, and he linked to the Kiev video, and so that really caught my attention, the trumpet sounds that people have been experiencing in different places, and he linked it to this Kiev video that so many people have seen. And that was my first time to see that. And then in that process, as YouTube does, it had made other suggestions, including this video from Norway. And that's when I found something that really was very similar to what I experienced that night. My husband agreed it sounded a lot like what he thought he heard as well. But the point that it reminded me of, it was about 34 seconds in, and it kind of almost sounds like muffled voices. And I would love an explanation, like I'm sure everybody would.
Let me ask you something, Maura. When I hear that you and your husband both went upstairs thinking that the TV was left on or had come on,
mm-hmm.
what comes into my mind is a sound of voices talking, but that neither you nor your husband could make words out of what sounded like television people talking.
Yeah, I would say that that is definitely true, because that night when I did go outside, I kept trying to figure it out, and it did have that quality, but yet I never heard any particular words or kind of a old television sound.
It's possible that whatever these sounds are is coming to us from something that is directing old television programs at us, but in a garbled fashion, or are trying to get our attention with various sounds that might make humans pay attention for reasons that are unknown.
That's an interesting thought. I really hadn't thought of, yeah, that's like projecting things back at us that they think might make some sense, or at least have people react. And then I listened to some of the other ones from different places, and that Norway one really... That's when I went to my husband. I said, listen to this. Does this remind you at all of that? And he agreed that it somewhat did for him.
So, George, we've heard a few ranges of some of the sounds. And what if some of the strange sounds around the world over the last year were part of an American government test of mm-hmm. what some have called voice of God weapons? It was around the time of 9/11, there were rumors that the Defense Department wanted to try directing sound waves into the minds of Middle East terrorists as the voice of Allah that would order terrorists to put down their suicide belts. Wired.com published a July 6, 2008 article entitled, quote, "The Microwave Scream Inside Your Skull," close quote, which described the U.S. Army's effort to develop a non-lethal microwave weapon that would create sounds inside human heads. That project was called MEDUSA, an acronym for Mob Excess Deterrent Using Silent Audio. A beam of microwaves would be turned into sound as the waves interacted with the target's head. Nobody else can hear the microwave sound unless they are in the beam as well. But the shock to the target's skull was more likely to make MEDUSA a death ray, and allegedly that project was dropped. However, last week, Wired.com writer Noah Shachman described a brand new DARPA, quote, "magic plan, battlefield illusions to mess with enemy minds," close quote. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency in the U.S. Department of Defense, responsible for the development of new military technology. Shachman reported that on February 13th this year, quote, "DARPA introduced a new $4 million investigation into technologies that will manage the adversary's sensory perception in order to confuse, delay, inhibit, or misdirect his actions," close quote. The goal of battlefield illusion electro-optical warfare is to find ways to, quote, "jam laser-based communications and sensor systems just like today's radio frequency jammers mess with cell phones and radars," close quote. Now, I am bringing this up.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that government has experimented on its own people.
Well, And if they wanted to get some kind of weird global test in coming up into this year that is so charged with the mythology of the end of the 5,125-year stone Mayan cycle, I started to say it's not really the end of the calendar, it's the end of a cycle.
A cycle.
And that when you end one cycle, it begins a new cycle. And in all of this, the very fact that there are so many different sounds, one of the puzzles from the very beginning, listening to, I've listened to maybe 40 of these videos now, you get the sense from what people say and talking with Will Smith and Cindy Smith and to Maura Dingman, the fact that they are feeling like they're surrounded by sound that people should, other people should be hearing or waking up to.
It's got
to
drive them nuts.
Well, and in the daytime, when Cindy Smith was looking around and she doesn't see people, and the emailers say, it seemed like that the sound was loud enough around me that other people in other houses should be running out. And at least Will Smith in Olive Branch, Mississippi, saw a car stop near where he was delivering newspapers. And they did roll down the window, which means in that case, and that's a piece of evidence,
they heard something.
It wasn't just in Will's head, it was a, stopped a car. And when you go to the extraordinary 11 minutes and 24 seconds of the Kiev, Ukraine, which I think it would be valuable for anybody interested in this to listen to the entire 11 minutes and 24 seconds of the Kiev, Ukraine, that was recorded by a woman around the fifth floor of an apartment building on August 11th, 2011, and listen to it from beginning to end. And I have all of it at earthfiles.com in my report that's there tonight. Well, when you realize that the 11 minutes and 24 seconds was recorded and uploaded at some point back in 2011, nobody knew anything about it, right? Then you start getting emails that people were describing horn-like sounds in January, but no one had ever heard the Kiev recording. The people who have emailed me, they had not heard that recording, but they are describing the sounds of trumpets or horns. So I am trying to step back from this and say something extraordinary is happening with sound. And in some cases, the sound seems to be isolated or focused either on the geography or the person.
Are the people calling law enforcement reporting this?
I believe that the woman in Oregon, another one of those videotapes that has the Kiev-like horn sound in it, many of them do have variations on it. And let me stop people right now who are saying, well, it's because somebody dubbed in the Kiev.
Right, right.
No, I'm sorry. Lots of these videos that have these themes, which includes why I included Germany and the Dunkirk, New York. They are strange variations, but they are not the Kiev track.
We're going to talk more with Linda Moltenau about this strange situation, including, of course, what's been released on YouTube. Linda's next with more on Coast to Coast AM.